Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear that song, Lovely Day, what comes to mind? Oh, I don't know. I think it might be a Chamber of Commerce kind of lovely day. And guess who's here in the studio? Todd Thompson, President and CEO with the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce for the Pensacola Chamber Connection. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to see you. I feel like I've been out for about a week or so, and I feel like I've been out for a year.
Well, welcome back.
So it's great to see you.
Yeah.
I know people think the summertime would be a time for a lot of businesses, maybe things slow down, but I can speak from personal experience, this is not a slow season for the Chamber.
Well, nothing slows down anymore. There is no such thing as a slow season, which is great.
True. Yeah,
the activity is awesome, and summer is just as hot. In terms of events as the rest of the year.
Well, and you can, because we're a hospitality city, I mean, obviously that makes a difference, but this chamber is involved in so many different things, and y'all do such a great job of networking and bringing the community together. The leadership program is fantastic. So I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Especially having gone through the leadership program myself in 2024. So, but talk a bit, you just had the breakfast.
Yeah. We just had Good Morning Pensacola.
You have some networking events that are regular opportunities for people to get connected in the community.
Right. Yeah. So, and actually we have these this week. Every other week we have what's called, so it's very similar to this, but Chamber Connect, mm-hmm. which is our networking lunches.
So nice. Now, when are those?
Yeah. So this Tuesday and Thursday, starting at 11:30, it's a free lunch for chamber members at our office, 418 West Garden Street, across from Everman, up on the fourth floor. And it's just an opportunity that someone will sponsor, a business will sponsor, and as a sponsor, you bring lunch for everyone.
Nice.
And they get an opportunity to talk about their business. But there's also an educational component to it. Mm-hmm. So we've got some of our chamber ambassadors who put together a curriculum on networking and how to most effectively network when you have these opportunities. So,
that's good. So you can learn how to take advantage of your membership, because it's you say it all the time. It's like going to the gym.
Right.
If you don't go, you're not going to benefit from
Exactly.
You can't just sign up. Yeah, I'm at the gym now.
Right. Yeah.
Show up.
Right. You gotta put in the work. Mm-hmm. So that's part of it. But then you get to, practice the networking with this group. It's usually 20 to 30 folks.
Oh, that's pretty good. Turnout.
So, come on. If you're a chamber member, it's a great way to network. And, it's every other Tuesday and Thursday. So it'll be this week, then off week, and then the following week.
And where would I go to sign up for? Because you do want to sign up.
Yeah. PensacolaChamber.com, and you can get more information there. We'll have information on our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram also. So
great.
Come check it out. It's great. Great opportunity to connect with other business folks.
Well, it's nice. It's casual. It's lunchtime. There's not a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and that's, trying to find. So we have you mentioned Good Morning Pensacola. So mm-hmm. we have the monthly breakfast. We won't be meeting in July because it's July 4th. So we'll be back in August. But that's, a good morning event we have every month. We have this at lunch, mm-hmm. At least four times a month. And then business after hours.
Those are always fun.
Right. So this month we'll be at the Woodlands here on 9 Mile Road.
Yeah,
so
nice.
That'll be next Thursday, the 18th, mm-hmm. and 5 to 7, free chamber members come on out. They always do a great job. It's a lot of fun. Great door prizes.
And I believe there are cocktails at these events. Is that correct?
Yeah, usually there's
it's different from the breakfast.
Right.
We always say there's a breakfast crowd and then there's the business after hours crowd.
Yes.
So it's a whole different group of folks. And sometimes there's people that go to all of them.
Oh, right? Yeah. We definitely got folks that take advantage of all of our opportunities.
Mm-hmm. So that's a fun thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's just,
Can you come if you're not a member to try it out? Is that possible?
Yeah, so we say, come. Once or twice, and that's, as a non-member, that's okay. But, mm-hmm. After that, then, you need to be a member to because it's part of, you know, your benefits.
So talk about membership a little bit, because some folks may be listening thinking, you know, I've wanted to do this. I have a small business, or I've been thinking about it, or I'm an entrepreneur. But what do you need to do? How do you become a member?
Yeah.
And I mean, what does that mean exactly?
Right.
Because
yeah,
we hear it all the time. People throw it, oh, I'm a chamber and the chamber. But what does that mean?
Right. So it's very easy. We've got a few different ways. Obviously, you can go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com, and you can go to our membership page. It's got the information about the different membership levels, your benefits, and there's an online application if you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a little more personal touch, you can either come to our office or you can call Willa Licata and call it 475-4999, and she would love to come meet with you, sit down with you, and again, go through all the benefits of being a chamber member and, you know, figuring out where you fit in terms of what level. You know, some of that's based on how many locations you have and, mm-hmm. and things like that, but also the benefits that you get with each level.
So there's different tiers of membership.
Correct.
It's not all the same. It's not one price.
Right, okay. Right. So there are different opportunities. But, you know, one of the big things, and we talk about it often, is you know, as a newer business or a business that you're trying to get your name out, you know, our ribbon cuttings are really an event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we come with our ambassadors, and it's a full program where, you know, we have, you know, we do photos, we do video, we do it live on Facebook.
I see the photos on Facebook all the time.
Right, right. And we've had a lot lately, which
yes,
is awesome.
Yes, you have. I've noticed. I've noticed. And it's such a tradition. That is a tradition from Chambers of Commerce that goes way back.
Right, right.
Doing the ribbon cuttings.
Absolutely.
And I remember at one point someone, are they still doing those? I said, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, just look on our social media
yeah,
and you'll see it. But it's you know, it's a great opportunity because we do the ribbon cutting on Facebook mm-hmm. live.
And it really is a ribbon cutting. They have this big ribbon
right.
and giant scissors.
Right.
And everybody stands around for the photo op, and you get a chance to talk about your business, and possibly a lot of times people give you a chance to take a tour of their business.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's a brand new business opening.
Yeah, I mean, some businesses make it a real, you know, event,
mm-hmm.
Which is what we try to do as well. So after, you know, as soon as the ribbon is cut, I come in and I present a certificate to you know, the owner. And then one of our ambassadors does a live interview
nice.
Where, you know, you can talk about, you know, your services, your location, how people can reach you, all of that
mm-hmm.
On this live interview. We've got over 15,000 followers on Facebook. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity.
Wow.
And then after we do the live event, you know, the next day or two, we'll have, like you mentioned, the photos,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll have that as well. We'll have more information that, you know, will be on about your business.
And that doesn't cost the member anything. It's kind of a double shot there. You don't pay extra for that, right?
No. That's part of being a member.
It's one of the benefits.
Right, exactly.
Very cool. We're talking with Todd Thompson. He's the president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. This is the Pensacola Chamber Connection. So if you've got a question about the chamber or maybe one of the topics we've been discussing, please text a comment or question in at 850-437-1620. So I know it's a busy time. What else have you got on the calendar? So you've got the big business after hours coming up.
Yeah. So
that's next.
Yeah, that's next Thursday. And also next Thursday, this is going to be an interesting event. So we have our legislative wrap-up lunch.
Oh, that's right.
Right. So they just finished, you know, the two things that they, you know, needed to do. The budget, which, you know, is the one thing they have to do every mm-hmm. year. They did that a couple weeks ago. And then last week they had this special session on property tax reform, and a lot of questions, a lot of information going
Absolutely.
Around. So we're going to have our legislative experts from Gray Robinson. They have got a group of lobbyists who will be coming over here, and they'll be walking us through everything that happened during the session, what mm-hmm. passed, what didn't pass, and what, you know, kind of the reality is of the property tax reform, you know, measure that'll be on the ballot in November. For people to vote for or against,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Certainly getting a lot of press and conversation.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And one of the things that, Dennis, that you told me that this year, one of the goals of the chamber is to be a chamber of advocacy. Has the chamber taken a stand on this issue yet?
So the position that we took earlier this year, we unveiled it at our legislative luncheon before session, was that if property tax reform happens, that we don't want to see the business community impacted. We don't mm-hmm. want to see that burden shifted from you know, property tax to the business community. So
they still need the money to come from somewhere.
Right. And that's the concern. So, yeah, I think, again, there's still a lot of questions to be answered about mm-hmm. that. And we're going to be, you know, monitoring things. And I'm sure at some point we'll take a position. I mean, this is so fresh. It just happened.
Right.
So,
right.
So we're definitely, you know, learning more, keeping an eye on it, and mm-hmm. we'll have more to say later.
So the event then, this legislative wrap up is when again, and how can we get tickets?
Yeah. So it's next Thursday, the 18th at Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Go to PensacolaChamber.com. You can get your tickets there. You get a table. You know, I think it's going to be really informative. And
what time is it again?
It's a luncheon. So doors open at 11, program will start at 11:30, and yeah, you know, I think it's gonna be a good way to get, you know, to kind of like just the black and white, this is what happened, this is what it means, you know, don't get the political spin. Mm-hmm. It's just like, okay, here's, you know, here's
you've
what
had
it
good
means.
Speakers in the past that have done a great wrap-up, so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
really good.
Yeah,
it's really good. I wish I could go. I may have to sneak out of here. I don't know if they'll notice if I'm gone.
Nah, you'll be fine.
Well, let's see. June, July, we skip to August or no?
Well, you know, there's one thing in July.
Oh, that, yeah, there's that 4th
right.
of July.
Yeah, yeah. So 4th of July.
250th celebration.
Right, right.
I expect y'all might be doing a little something for that.
Yeah, yeah. So we're getting ready, you know, less than a month away now.
Oh, to gosh.
4th of July fireworks on a Saturday this year. Which
so
will
fun.
Be a little bit different. But, yeah, we, you know, proud to say that we've got a title sponsors really this year, Coca-Cola and Cumberland Farms.
Nice.
Our title sponsors. So really excited to have them on board and appreciate their support. Obviously the 250th, as you said, and we want to make it a big one. So they are helping to do that.
But, how fun.
Yeah. And then also just want to give a shout out to Penair Credit Union. Also, they're our red, white, and blue sponsor. And we still have sponsorships available. So if you're interested in helping, you know, make this the biggest and brightest 4th of July fireworks show ever, you can go to PensacolaFireworks.com.
Okay.
And get more information and how you can sponsor.
I'm sitting here thinking the value of that sponsorship and the exposure that you would get, considering that this is going to be probably one of the biggest ever in Pensacola.
Right.
So how many people would you guess come to the fireworks and would come to this year's?
Yeah, I mean, it's tens of thousands. You know, I'm not very good at those kind of estimates, mm-hmm. but it's definitely going to be big.
On a Saturday?
Yeah. So we'll have more information that we'll be sharing over the next few weeks, obviously. And actually, our next show, we're going to have some special guests in here to talk about it.
Because you're partnering with an organization.
Right. So we're with Pensacola Young Professionals, and we've done this with them. I think this is our fourth year. Once Sir Thomas said, you know, we need to find some folks who can do this, we took it over from them. And so working with our friends, Pensacola Young Professionals, so we'll have a group of us in here to talk
Great.
About fireworks for 30 minutes in a couple of weeks to get all the details. We're excited and looking forward to a great celebration.
It's going to be fun. If you want more information, you can go to PensacolaFireworks.com. Is that
yes.
correct? PensacolaFireworks.com.
Right. And if you're like a food truck vendor or someone like that, there's you can fill out the form. You can be a vendor. It's $260, but you know, we've already had quite a few
That's
sign
not
up.
That's not bad when you consider how many people are going
right,
to be there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So. You know, food trucks, other types of vendors, you know, are definitely welcome. You will have to have insurance, you know, mm-hmm. be able to provide that. But, yeah, it's going to be great.
We're talking with Todd Thompson. He's the president and CEO with the Greater Pensacola Chamber. This is the Pensacola Chamber Connection here on Pep Talk. So if you've got a question or a comment, please feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. So it sounds like you're just kind of hanging out, just, yeah. you know, not doing a whole lot.
Right, right, yeah. You know, lazy days.
The cushy life there right, in right. their chair. Right. It's got to be sometimes overwhelming because I don't know that people realize how much the president and CEO is responsible for because you have so many different areas of the chamber. What are some of the things that you're looking forward to this summer besides the, you know, obviously the 4th of July?
Right. Well, you know, talking about our legislative wrap-up, you know, it's an election year.
Right.
So We're keeping an eye on all of the election activities. This is actually the qualifying week, so
right,
we'll know
right.
at the end of the week who are all the candidates for all the different offices. So we will be putting out, as the chamber, some candidate questionnaires to for local
good.
Candidates to fill out
and
sharing that information with the public.
You've done that in the past.
Yeah.
That is always so helpful to me. I read through those because the questions are very fair. You ask the same question of each candidate.
Right.
But to see their answers, it's very telling.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just another resource for voters to look at and, you know, help make their determination. And these, you know, obviously are questions that are slanted towards business issues, but, you know, we're a business organization, so that's the way we look at things.
Driving the economy here,
Right. So we stay away from the social issues and that sort of thing, but, you know, you get a little insight into their viewpoints on these important issues. So we're going to do the questionnaire and then probably looking at maybe late July, early August to do some forums.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Candidate forums. So,
those are always interesting.
Yeah. Again, we partner with Pensacola Young Professionals to do that. And again, you're hearing directly from the candidates on what their views are on certain issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another resource.
So where can I go to find out when all of these events are happening? Because I'm definitely interested. I love the Chamber Connection events, the lunches. I love the idea of getting the legislative wrap-up. And now you're talking about the candidate forums for down the road.
Right.
So how do I find out about all these things?
Yeah, so we've got two calendars on our website, PensacolaChamber.com. So we have a chamber calendar, which has all of the chamber events. So Business After Hours, Good Morning Pensacola, Legislative Wrap-Up, you know, all of that is there.
Right.
So you can go find that. And then if you're a member, you can go to our community calendar and put your events on there.
Oh, nice.
So another benefit of being a member of the chamber. So if you have a special sale or if you have something you're involved with a nonprofit and you want to post that.
Father's Day is coming up. Yep. Maybe you're having a Father's Day sale
exactly.
or something like that.
So you can put that on our community calendar, which those pages are the most visited pages on our website. So it's a great resource.
And you do have an email list as well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So we do email blasts or from the president's desk. Video will go out later today.
Mm-hmm.
We have member news that goes out every Friday.
Again, I get that.
Right. As a chamber member, again, you can post, you know, if you have an announcement, you know, a sale, you have a new employee that you want to, you know, share information like, hey, we just hired so-and-so. You know, you can put that in member news and you can post, you know, as many things you want. You can put something in every week.
And how many people get that?
It's around 5,000.
Woo, yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
He says that like, 5,000. Yeah. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. So
it's
a good way to get the word out, about your events, sales, announcements, anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that's a member benefit. You have to be a member to be able to do that, but it's another great thing about being a member.
Absolutely. So we've got a couple minutes left, Todd. Anything that you'd like to mention that maybe we haven't touched on yet?
You've done a great job covering it all.
We've talked about a lot of different things this morning.
Right.
You talked about the property tax, obviously, is going to be one of the big things on the ballot this fall. Anything that you can think of that we haven't talked about that's going to probably be another big issue that's coming across your desk, maybe in the conversations in the hallway?
Yeah. So, you know, the Bay Center is still an issue that's out there. They had a big meeting a couple months ago between the city and the county, and, you know, it sounded like there was some consensus on a way forward. So we'll see what the next steps are there, but it's obviously something that's very important, the opportunity to have some sort of convention-type center, I think is something we've been missing, and we miss out on a lot of opportunities.
No question about it. Because
we don't have that type of space. And, you know, we've got Pizzacon, which every year it seems like they're saying, well, you know, we need more
it's
space.
Getting bigger, almost has outgrown the Bay Center. It's so popular.
Right. So we definitely need that. We miss out. We would love to do a business expo, we just don't have the right type of space to do that.
Well, we certainly have enough restaurants and hotels to accommodate.
Yeah, and more coming online, so that's exciting. But, Yeah, it's you know, something that we're tracking closely and want to make sure that hopefully something good happens there. Also want to mention, and you'll hear more about this as we get into the fall, mm-hmm. the local option sales tax.
Yes.
So we took a position that support the renewal of the local option sales tax. It's about $50 million a year that goes into local infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And so to lose that money would be, you know, very difficult for the county to be able to make that up. And that goes into roads, that goes into flooding, all those types of infrastructure projects that are so important to growth in our community. So when you have, you know, you have the property tax discussion and then you have LOST,
mm-hmm.
That, you know,
if we lost both, that could be,
yeah, I mean, that'd be
a little scary.
That'd be a lot of money that would have to be found. Mm-hmm. So there'll be more discussion about that. Like I said, that's on the November ballot. So, you know, more to come on that, but that's something that the chamber's taking a stand on. And you'll definitely be hearing more about that as we get closer to November.
Well, I think it's great that the chamber is working on advocacy and taking stands on certain issues, because you do tend to get the inside information on a lot of things. And it's helpful to the people who live here and that are running businesses and residents as well.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, you know, people have, they're so invested in their business. It takes so much time. They can't always go to a city council, county commission.
That's right.
They can't go to Tallahassee and mm-hmm. lobby. So that's, we try to serve as the voice of the business community, you know, take stands on these issues. They're going to have an impact on the business community and the community at large.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keeping an eye on those things that are important to the business community.
Yeah, and if you wanted to get a little bit more involved in government affairs and things like that, this legislative luncheon coming up would be a good place to start.
Right, yeah, it's a great opportunity. You'll hear some about what we're doing at the chamber, but we have an advocacy committee that meets once a month.
Can anyone be on that, or is that
Yeah, they can reach out
only?
To me, you know, to get more information.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we meet typically the second Friday of every month, and we'll be, you know, about 20, 25 folks that are on the committee. But if you're interested, you know, reach out to me, and I'll be happy to provide more information. But it's a great group, very in touch with what's going on locally, what's happening in Tallahassee. Like I said, we've had these candidate questionnaires. We'll be putting those together this week with our meeting, and coming up with the questions for our forums that'll be happening.
That's great.
Later this summer.
And when's the, I'm trying to remember, it seems to me I saw them in one of the local newspapers. Is that usually where that comes out, or do you also post those online once they're completed
by
all the candidates?
Yeah, we'll put them on our social media outlets and our website.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking with Todd Thompson. He is the president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber. This is the Pensacola Chamber Connection on Pep Talk. And if you want more information about the chamber, you can go to their website at PensacolaChamber.com. More information about the fireworks, PensacolaFireworks.com.
Yep.
Looking for sponsors still for that. And then a couple things coming up this week. In case somebody just joined us, you've got a couple things happening. Maybe you can just recap for us, Todd.
Yeah, so if you're looking for networking, we have our Chamber Connect lunch and learns, basically, this Tuesday and Thursday at the Chamber, 11:30. We have our legislative wrap-up lunch next Thursday, the 18th, at Marcus Point Baptist Church. You can go to PensacolaChamber.com to get your seat for that. And then our business after hours for June is June 18th at the Woodlands on 9 Mile Road. So, you know, lots still happening.
And, it's a busy season, about it. So, somewhere in there, we got to go to the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somewhere in between all these meetings.
Right,
the beach, right.
Still got to enjoy it.
Because it is going to be a Chamber of Commerce kind of day and a Chamber of Commerce kind of week.
Right.
Isn't it great to be the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce?
Florida's oldest chamber.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Since when?
1889.
Get out. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Wow. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
So how many years?
137.
So someone's keeping track.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. That really is. I'm glad to see that not only have you maintained over the years, but you're also thriving as well. You're doing such a great job with everything that we have going on in this area. So thank you for all you
do. We've got amazing folks that make it happen.
All right. Where's that website one more time?
PensacolaChamber.com.
Todd, thanks for coming in on Monday morning to see me. I appreciate you and all that you do.